Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our guest is Marty Whittakin. She's an expert on all matters digestive, certified clinical nutritionist, and author of The Probiotic Cure. And Marty, a big problem when people are traveling, it's the summer, they change their diets, sometimes a little inconvenient to go to the bathroom, and a lot of people suffer from constipation. So any tips on that from your books or your writings?
More likely just from personal experience, sure. Because I know what happens, that it's easy to become a little bit dehydrated. You don't, like if you're on a plane, you don't want to drink a lot of water because then you've got that long walk down the very tiny aisle and elbows to get to the bathroom. And so you're not getting enough water. You're maybe not getting enough fiber. You're eating more frivolous food. And so drink the water as best you can, where you can. And I always pack some magnesium and take a little extra magnesium.
Uh-huh. Which magnesium do you favor? Because there's so many options there.
That purpose, I think magnesium citrate is fine.
You and I are the same. We didn't rehearse this, folks. We're absolutely on the same page. It's the most laxative of the commercially available magnesiums, except for maybe magnesium oxide. But magnesium citrate, I think, works better.
Well, and at least magnesium citrate is going to do some other good for you. Magnesium oxide, maybe
poorly
not
absorbed.
So much.
Yeah.
But for other purposes, I like magnesium threonate for
the brain,
relaxation, and for the brain, and so on. There are a lot of good ones. It's just I tell people stay away from oxide. But that's an important thing, and just try to remember to keep eating the fiber and take your Dr. O'Hare's probiotics, because you need it at home. You need it even more on the road, because it also helps with regularity.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, and this is kind of an icky fact. Hope you're not having lunch while you're listening to this podcast, but true fact, virtually half the volume of your stool is bacteria. You think it's digested food, but actually, it's the bacteria that form the matrix of your digested food. So literally trillions of organisms. And of course, the consequence of not having adequate bacteria is just, very loose, unformed stool. When you take antibiotics, that's what happens. So it's been shown that probiotics have a beneficial effect on constipation and regularity. Also can reverse diarrhea.
That's kind of the definition of something that's adaptogenic. If it's too low,
exactly.
It makes it go higher, and
exactly.
Vice versa.
Exactly. And so people say, how can that happen? Make up your mind. Does it help diarrhea or constipation?
Yeah. No,
it's adaptogenic. It optimizes stool.
And normalizes. It helps the body do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
On the topic of regularity, though, I just want to point out there's a well-known yogurt brand that talks about, they actually changed the name of a bacteria to Regularis to reemphasize the fact that it's supposed to be good for regularity. But read the fine print. They want you to eat it three times a day. So never mind all the calories and the sugar, the cost of doing that. I mean, that's just kind of silly.
Yeah, that's. I think it's interesting because, you know, we're not supposed to make medical claims about supplements and foods, but the makers of this very well-known type of yogurt, virtually they're making a medical claim when they say that this is going to help you with, quote, regularity. I guess that's kind of under the wire in terms of the regulatory agencies. But it's a big company, and they've got deep pockets, and you know they probably have lobbyists who got that approved. Okay, well, you're traveling, you get sick, as so many people inevitably do, and you maybe get a urinary tract infection. They give you a powerful antibiotic. What are you supposed to do? Do probiotics help?
Well, I'll be interested to hear if you agree with me that I think you're told, well, I've run into people that say, oh, I'm afraid to take a probiotic while I'm taking the antibiotic because it might work against it. Yep. Well, that's nonsense. It actually helps the antibiotic work better. But they say, wait, I'm going to wait until I'm over with that because I don't want to waste the probiotic.
Right.
I think you take it concurrently, just not at the same time of day.
Exactly. I mean, if you literally take your probiotic with the antibiotic pill, it'll kill the probiotic before it reaches your lower digestive tract, right? So you want to separate it by a couple of hours at least.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you want to take more because it's going to take quite a while. I've heard from 3 months to 6 months. I've heard as much as a year to get back to normal, depending on how strong the antibiotic was and how good your flora was before that.
With long-term effects. And so you don't just take it during the antibiotic. You take it for a while after to replete. And when it comes to Dr. O'Hara's, you know, it's not uncommon for me to tell people to take six or eight a day. Normally, I tell people, for maintenance, I take one twice daily. But if you're taking an antibiotic, you could go a little higher, right?
You can. The only side effect of taking just handfuls of Dr. O'Hara's is probably poverty because you'd buy a lot.
It's your pocketbook,
it. But it's food. It's basically food. So although somebody who's very fragile, I usually have them start with one and build up. But somebody who's ordinarily pretty healthy, but they've just got an upset. I have seen somebody with flat out food poisoning turn it around in a matter of a couple of hours by taking like 20 of them, chewing them up so they get to work right away. And you can't really do that with any other so-called probiotic. I do think this is a probiotic system. It's something different. But yeah, more is better in the case of the antibiotics. And they show, well, if you take these regular freeze-dried ones, it really might not help. It might even be worse. Well, that's
there are actually some studies. Studies are controversial on the benefits of taking probiotics with antibiotics. I read a meta-analysis, a review, and what they concluded is that some studies say that probiotics help to reduce antibiotic-associated diarrhea, and other studies say no, it doesn't make a big difference. There are some studies on a non-bacterial probiotic, which I think you're familiar with. It's Saccharomyces boulardii,
right,
which I like to give to patients when they take antibiotics because it can't be killed by the antibiotic. I would give that along with Dr. O'Hara's, perhaps just to, you know, like a double insurance policy against antibiotic-associated diarrhea. Plus, it fights yeast. It fights yeast as well. It's called brand name Florastore. Hey, you know, we can mention, you know, other products here. We don't want to be a one-note Charlie about Dr. O'Hara's.
No, that's exactly what I recommend because it's a placeholder. It's holding down the fort while we're waiting for the antibiotic to be done, and then the good bacteria can take over again. And a lot of those studies, you just read the headline, you don't know. I haven't seen one yet that did a study on that particular factor that used Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I can just say from experience that people recover a lot faster. Speaking of antibiotics, yep. Years ago when I was in a health food store environment, I would see people and they come in and I was trying to get to
you had a health food store?
Yes.
I had a great big, not, beyond a health food store, I had a health food supermarket in New York City. It was like, 11,000 square feet. It was very big deal in Greenwich Village.
My biggest one was like 3,000. But at one point I had five of them until I found out.
It's a real education when you run a store, right?
I'd see more people than a busy medical practice would because they were coming in, one after the other all day long. And when I had somebody that wasn't feeling well, I'd been sick for a while, I'd say, well, when was the last time you felt really good? And when I track it back, it was always, it was when they had an antibiotic and they didn't put two and two together. Back when I had my foot surgery, whatever.
Yeah, I got a listener question, and it was like this calamitous situation where the person was covered in boils and, had these absolutely uncontrollable infections. And it all started with a diagnosis of Lyme disease. And there was just a tick bite. It wasn't even Lyme disease. And the doctor said, I'll give you doxycycline for a couple of weeks. And, a couple of paragraphs, it was an email from a listener, and it ended with the person's whole immune system and digestive tract were shot because one thing led to another. There were subsequent infections, more antibiotics were given. And at the end of the day, this person was left, completely incapacitated. And, what is it? Is it a yeast infection? Surely that's a component. Is it dysbiosis, an imbalance in the intestinal tract? But antibiotics are so immunosuppressive that in looking at the history of a complex disease, we often find antibiotic administration is the trigger.
And somewhere along the line, leaky gut.
Yes. Yeah. So addressing this type of problem, clearly diet, probiotics, what are some of the other things that you rely on to repair the gut? We talk a lot about colostrum. There are now some products that are bovine IgG. One of them is made by Orthomolecular. It's a bovine immunoglobulin that restores digestive integrity. Are you on board with those? Lactoferrin, some of these other things?
Yes, I'm a fan of colostrum. I've got an article in the supplement section of my library on the HBNshow.com about colostrum in particular.
Let's give a shout-out about that because it's a great, you and I, you recommend my newsletter to your readers. And vice versa. What's give us the specs again on your newsletter?
You just have to go to hbnshow.com and one of those annoying pop-ups will come up, or you can click on the menu newsletter and take it from there.
Also, you could listen to your podcast as well. You have podcasts.
Yes. Show is broadcast in a number of markets, but it's also a podcast. How do you feel about zinc carnosine?
Yeah, for upper GI, for stomach, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly stays in the intestinal tract, so you would think that it might do some good further down as well. Aloe vera, that's also very healing. Just like on the skin on the outside, that's a type of skin on the inside.
Which one do you recommend? I think you're a fan of Lily of the Desert, which I'm also partial to. You actually turned me on to that one.
Good.
Yeah.
They're the only ones with clinical studies and organic leaves, and they control the whole process from the farm on up. So.
For GERD, for ulcers, even for lower gastrointestinal problems like colitis and so on.
Yes, for sure.
Good deal. There are a wide variety of strategies that can help the GI tract. Overweight is another issue that kind of pops up during the summer because people are a little less careful. The food is delicious. People are a little less disciplined during the summer. What's the relationship to gut health, or is there one?
I think everything relates to gut health. One of the things I noticed when I was writing The Probiotic Cure is that the studies were coming from every conceivable journal. And so all of the disciplines are looking at that. And I found at that point, which has now been a couple of years, the data was very confusing because I think they just really didn't have a handle on it. But at the end of the day, if people eat a good diet, stay away from the processed food and the sugar, they're halfway there. I'm surprised in the summer that people gain weight because the opportunities for being active are so much greater.
Yeah, it could go either way. I mean, sometimes as people are, they go to Europe and they lose weight, even though the food is really scrumptious, because they're just hiking, you know, cobblestone streets and, you know, stuff that they don't ordinarily do at home. But generally, the tendency is the ice cream comes out and the Resolve kind of melts in the hot weather and people get a little bored. Yeah. I find that summer is a challenging time of year for a lot of people.
You mentioned cobblestones. I was recently in several European cities where there were cobblestones, and I brought the wrong kind of shoes. They were a little bit too soft, so I kept sinking between the cobblestones. I found just walking was a whole body workout, just trying to stay upright.
Yeah. I think a good job is to be an orthopedist in Rome. You know, take care of all the tourists, you know, because a lot of people coming up with knee problems and hip problems and foot problems. Of note, we have a celebrity endorsement, Meghan Markle. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, she is ever in the news. The Duchess of Cornwall or some such, married Prince Harry recently to much fanfare. She's been a fan. And the reason I guess we're bringing it up now is because it was her travel guide, and she had some, here's the suitcase that I use. And
travel
and
essentials, you know, right.
Yeah, travel essentials. And one of them, and this was totally unsolicited and a big surprise, was Dr. O'Hare's probiotics.
This wasn't a paid endorsement, you know, because like the royal family, they don't need paid endorsements.
No, because she found that it really worked, and then several other blog authors found this, you know, tried it too, saw that, found it, and spreading the word. It really does work. And I just, people see probiotic and they think, oh, well, I just have to tell you, it's not like going to Trader Joe's because the bag of beans is cheaper there. This is something totally different. And the ones, virtually all of the others, are freeze-dried white powders. They mix the species together after they're dried. So when they get in the gut, if they wake up from the damaging process, they really have to fight for territory because they don't know these other critters. Uh-huh. Find a food supply. I hope you ate the right thing for lunch because they didn't bring their lunch.
Right.
And it's a long time before they can actually start doing some good. If I ever have a meal that doesn't feel like it's sitting right, I chew two, usually two is plenty, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and the problem goes away.
Chew. Okay. Now, so a lot of people say, oh, it's in a capsule. You're supposed to just swallow it and drink a lot of water. You can chew them up, and that's okay. It doesn't taste horrible. I mean, I've done it, so it tastes fine. In fact, it tastes almost a little sweet. There's something in there that's, I guess, part of the fermentation process releases a little bit of something sweet.
Or the good foods they fed them, I don't know, but I find the taste very pleasant. And it's these postbiotics, there are 500 substances that are known so far to be in that capsule that the bacteria have made. Those get to work right away and solve the problem because you're certainly not waiting for bacteria to get together and create right. something. It's already in there.
In a way, it's interesting to think about it that way because the modern probiotic industry is a little bit of an experiment. It's kind of an extrapolation. It's like based on the idea that fermented foods are good for you. So what we're going to do is we're going to take out a few select species and we're going to like grow them in a vat and give you, you know, billions and billions of them in a freeze-dried format, which is not the way they're found in nature. And good luck. You know, hopefully they'll impart some health benefits to you. And I guess the nice thing about Dr. Heroes is it's based on a very, very ancient formula that's been sort of passed along through tradition. You know, Japan is distinguished for its fermentation industry. It's one of the first places that began fermenting foods, you know, with the miso and the tempeh and their beer industry, very, very old in Japan. And so I guess it's something that's kind of natural and tried and true.
Yeah, there are some American Me Too kind of products that say that they also have postbiotics, but they have done the same thing. They've just said, well, one of the things is this FOS or prebiotic, and then right. there's this one organic acid. We'll put that in and say it has a prebiotic and a right. postbiotic, but there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll ever be an American, truly American version of Dr. O'Hara's because we don't have the attention span to wait 3 years for something to
right.
get cooked.
That's very true. So can you comment on something called SBOs, soil-based organisms? Because I get a lot of questions about that. And what's your take?
There are probably thousands of soil-based organisms, so that doesn't really narrow it down very much. There is one that's had some pretty good studies on it. I think it's one of those network marketing companies. They've been around a long time, and I think that's fairly safe. I don't know how effective it is.
Right.
A while back, there was a very popular product author that created a lot of buzz about his personal story, but
right.
it's based on soil-based organisms. But I had a hard time with my clients that were on that,
yeah.
getting them back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did a little bit of a deep dive on it. And from what I'm reading, these soil-based organisms are, you know, in a sense, they're natural because Paleolithic man ate food from the dirt and we didn't sterilize everything. And so we got some of these soil-based organisms by, you know, eating roots and, you know, things from the wild. But the application of that to modern man may be a little tricky because our digestive tracts may not be as robust in our ability to resist the proliferation of these soil-based bacteria in our intestinal tracts. And they're very aggressive and they can sort of take over. And so maybe, you know, while it sounds natural, maybe this is a bridge too far. To recommend, especially people who have poor immunity or weak digestive tracts.
I totally agree. And I think part of the problem is that our ancestors had, and even cultures around the world that are less industrialized and 7-Eleven than we are, they have much greater diversity. And
diversity,
so if you
right.
have a lot more diversity of bacteria in your gut, you're going to be more likely to be able to deal with
right.
one.
Right. So in effect, it's like invasive species, like, you know, like
cousins.
Some of these like crazy Asian snapping fish that are now proliferating in the Mississippi because the ecosystem can't withstand it. And by introducing these foreign organisms, it's a little too much for some people, perhaps.
Yeah, like kudzu seemed like a good
yes.
idea,
and yep.
it took over the South. But yeah, I think I prefer my soil-based organisms to have already gone through some other process first, either a fermentation
okay.
or through a cow eats it and you eat the yogurt, or you know some other way. I just think it's unless you've seen a lot of research on it, I'd be careful.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Let's add a tag to this because they want listeners to know about the availability. Let's see. Dr. Heroes probiotics are available at Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers, and also available online. Just go to www. What is it? Dr. Heroes?
Well, essential formulas.
Essential formulas. Essential formulas.
And I should point out, I don't work for the company. We just have a mutual admiration society.
Okay, great. Yeah, so full disclosure. By the way, tricky spelling on O'Hara. I always get it wrong. I write it with two R's and one H. It's actually kind of a unusual Japanese spelling. It's O'Hara, O-H-H-I-R-A, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
And you know, I would caution people, though, don't, if you search for that, you're very likely to end up on a site that's not their official site. So I think the safest thing is to go to essentialformulas.com, and then you can see all of their products, including click on Dr. O'Hara's.
Yeah, and by the way, they also make the RegActive formulas, which we haven't talked about, but they're the based on the bacteria that synthesizes glutathione within your gastrointestinal tract, which is an additional benefit.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Yep, good stuff. Great for detox, you know, hepatic health, brain health, and so on. All right. Well, you know, thanks for sharing. As always, you know, interesting new revelation. You working on a new book, or, you know, mostly devoting your time to your podcast and your newsletter?
Well, I've added to that a big consumer event that's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area August 24th with a dozen speakers and 60 or 70 exhibitors. So, like, I didn't have enough to do.
Whoa. And what's it called? And what's
the Health, Home, and Garden Expo.
Nice.
And I'm doing that pretty much on my own, so I've learned to be pretty efficient.
Okay. Well, more power to you.
Thanks.
I hope it comes off, you know, as a great success. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Marty Whittakin, spelled W-H-I-T-T-E-K-I-N. She's also the host of her own radio program and podcast. Thanks for joining us, Marty.
Always a pleasure. I admire your work so much.
We're a mutual admiration society. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.